Hey, beautiful people. Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to reclaiming your life from the clutches of your smartphone. Ever feel like your phone has a mind of its own? Like it's secretly plotting to keep you glued to its screen for eternity? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can fight back. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Practicing forgiveness for past smartphone mistakes. Look, I get it. You might have a few digital skeletons rattling around in your virtual closet, that late-night scrolling bender, accidentally liking an ex's post from 3 years ago, the endless doom scrolling during a crucial meeting. We've all been there. But holding onto these phone fails like they're championship trophies is only hurting us. So, let's talk about 5 key takeaways to help you forgive those past smartphone sins and move forward with a lighter heart and less FOMO. First up, recognize that everyone slips up. Seriously, we're human. Our brains are wired for instant gratification, and smartphones are basically designed to exploit that weakness. It's like an epic battle between our better judgment and the dopamine rush of notifications, and trust me, notifications usually win. So be kind to yourself. Forgive those moments when you got sucked in, because everyone does it. Number 2. Learn from your mistakes. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. Analyze those past phone blunders. Did you catch yourself scrolling mindlessly during a conversation? Were you constantly checking social media for validation? Use these experiences as stepping stones to build healthier habits. Think of it like this. Every phone fail is a chance to level up your digital detox skills. Third, stop comparing yourself to others. You know that feeling when you scroll through Instagram and everyone seems to be living their best life while you're battling a pile of dirty dishes? Yeah, that's social media manipulation at its finest. Remember, what you see online is often a curated highlight reel, not the full picture. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your wins, and forgive yourself for any perceived shortcomings. Now, let's talk about boundaries. Set clear limits for yourself. Decide how much time you're willing to spend on your phone each day and stick to it. Use app timers, put your phone in a different room during meals or work sessions, whatever works best for you. Remember, you're the boss of your digital life. And finally, practice gratitude. Seriously. Take a moment each day to appreciate the things you're grateful for: your health, your loved ones, the delicious cup of coffee in your hand. Focusing on the positive can help shift your perspective away from constantly comparing yourself to others or obsessing over online validation. Ever feel like you're stuck in a digital rut? You know, scrolling endlessly through social media, catching up on news headlines you could care less about, and feeling like you're missing out on real-life experiences because you're glued to your phone. That was me, folks. I remember one time I was supposed to meet friends for brunch. I got distracted by a funny meme and ended up scrolling for an hour straight before realizing I was late. By the time I got there, they were already finishing their coffee and talking about something I had completely missed. It was embarrassing, but it was also a wake-up call. So, how do we break free from these digital ruts? Remember that forgiveness is key. Forgive yourself for past mistakes, learn from them, and use those experiences to build healthier habits. Set clear boundaries, practice gratitude, and most importantly, remember that real life is happening outside your screen. Alright, beautiful souls, time to recap. We talked about recognizing that everyone slips up, learning from those mistakes, stopping the comparison game, setting healthy boundaries, and practicing gratitude. Remember, forgiveness isn't just about letting go of past phone blunders, it's about opening yourself up to a more present, fulfilling life. So, take a deep breath, forgive yourself, and step into your power. Ready to ditch the digital shackles and reclaim your time? Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, leave us a review, or join the conversation on social media using #YourPhoneIsTheVillain. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode packed with real talk, relatable stories, and actionable advice to help you beat screen addiction and take back your life. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.